All right, what's up, guys? This is another episode of The Vocal Agenda. This will be episode 6, and you can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker, and you can also follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. And y'all go ahead and give y'all ad names.
You can follow me, Erica, at Sadidi_Eagle.
And you can follow me on Twitter, Rich Sayso, RichSayso.
All right, and the first topic we're going to get into is 6ix9ine testimony. How y'all felt about it?
Middle with him, meaning if everything basically is what he was saying as far as, you know, he got involved with these people basically to, you know, to play gangster, you know what I'm saying, to act like he's a certain way, you know, basically to get into the music industry, which if you think about it, shit, that's how all, you know, rappers basically come about. You know, they're part of a gang or however. And they got the gang to back them up, and that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? He was a troll. Everybody knew, in a way, well, you know, people were saying that, hey, he's not a real gangster. But y'all knew that. So, with y'all knowing that this man wasn't a real gangster, y'all let him troll y'all the way that he trolled y'all. It was very entertaining. You know, then it came to the point where, at a point in time, his team, the people behind mm-hmm. him, that whole gang, was stealing money from him, messing with his baby mom. Like, they actually put out, like, kidnapped this man, put out a hit on this man, but it's right. In fact, they were stealing money from him, and he fired them. So, my thing is, I'm gonna tell on your ass, too. Now, first off, yes, it is a street code, you know, but my thing is, why are y'all so mad at 6ix9ine when right. y'all need to be mad at them gangsters? They let him false flag. So, y'all need to go ahead and be mad at that gang mm-hmm. just as well as you're going to be mad at him, because they allowed that. They allowed someone who people feel like is a clown, you know, who was trolling, to sit up there and throw up they set. That's on them. So why aren't people mad at them? Why aren't that, you know, that clique or however mad at them? Now things are coming out into which, yeah, these people were basically trying to kill this man. They have audio and stuff. Even a driver has came out and basically said some stuff like, yeah, you know, they were trying to do this, this, and the third. So this whole mm-hmm. time, these people were using him just as well as he was using them. But y'all mad, you know, at the simple fact, oh, he's fake. Majority of these rappers nowadays mm-hmm. are fake, or very fake. Very, very, very fake. So it's like, we didn't come to find out, we got Jim Jones in the mix. Oh, he a snitch too, low-key. So we found out that a lot of stuff that had happened during his time, he was snitching. Didn't nobody know he was snitching, but then the problem that I have right now, y'all, is how is it that 6ix9ine whole case yeah, is being is on yeah. social media? How? What the fuck type of shit is that? How is exactly. the man's whole case? How do we know so much information on this man's case versus anybody else's case? That, you know, they go to court, and that's a rapper. Mm-hmm. We don't know that much about Cardi stuff and what
yeah, because they're using that case to destroy his image. It's like they're trying to kill two birds with one stone. And it's like the same thing with Nicki's brother. You remember that case was just all over the media. You knew everything that was going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like.
I just feel like with him telling, I feel
honestly
like what him saying, what he was saying, I don't think off that he wanted to do that. But situations came up where they kidnapped him, was trying to kill him, was, you know, I don't think the man wanted to say anything yeah. until that stuff started happening. So he found out that someone else was going to cooperate. I don't think he was just going to cooperate with them just because. But when they threw that, you know, that like that certain sentence at him, then it was like, okay, wait a minute now. I was just doing right. this for fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just supplying these mugs with money and guns. That's it. So, I mean, I get that. You know, but coming from the streets, you know, at the end of the day, they feel like they're not mm-hmm. supposed to snitch.
Yeah.
In that case, why these niggas over here snitching too then? why are these niggas on video and on, you know, on audio saying that they should kill this man? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, what the fuck?
Did he get out?
What?
Didn't he get out, like, recently and went back home?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I haven't heard that. I just know that I just personally feel like with whatever's happening, they feel like, well, can he come back into the music industry? I think that he can, but it might not be the way that, you know, he can't do that trolling like he was doing. Because now he ain't got the people to back him up like that. Now he ain't, you know, people, oh, you're a snitch. The whole time, these men, you know what I'm saying, that has been locked up, these rappers that have been like, you know who blows me, that always got some motherfucking shit to say about 6ix9ine, that blows the fuck out of me, is two people. Meek Mill and Lil Boosie, him too. Now I feel like that nigga probably got raped in jail. I'm sorry. The way that he be talking, the way that Lil Boosie be talking, I be sitting here like, okay, but you do know a lot about that for the simple fact, yeah, you was in jail for a while. So my thing is, like, a lot of them probably didn't snitch, but a lot of shit probably happened to them while they was in that bitch. But I'm sick of McMill. He's like, he always has something to say, but then like to post shit like, oh, you know, my people need to think about themselves, or people, you know what I'm saying, you know, think about this, do that. McMill, be quiet. Nobody was thinking about you. 6ix9ine ain't never said nothing about you. But it just, it's funny because it's like, you weren't worried about this man until Nicki started working with him, when Nicki made that song with him. Back then, he was throwing shots on his, you know, his Instagram, talking about some, you know, clowns and all that stuff like that. So it's like, you was mad that this man got close to that woman, and you just continue to talk about him like that. But I just feel like 6ix9ine did what he had to do. If you think about it, like, you know, coming from the streets, yeah, okay. Oh, he a snitch. They are snitches too. These people are snitches too. Just because you see the main gangster, the main person of the crew basically talking like, you know, we don't snitch, don't mean the other niggas that snitch. You getting clout because of 6ix9ine. Yeah. That's it. Like, if you think about it. So, I don't know. I feel like with him saying the stuff that he said, him basically, you know, being on the stand and he talking, let him talk. Let him exactly. talk. Cardi be telling on herself.
The crazy part about it, when, you know, I understand the whole street code and all that other bull crap, but at the end of the day, like you said, how is it that y'all let this man troll and do what he did if y'all already know that really he wasn't serious about the whole thing? And with him claiming, what was it, Nineway or Treyway or whatever it was, for him to troll and act the way that he did, obviously the people of that gang didn't even care about it. Everybody in the industry, they saw that this man was trolling.
Yeah,
they knew that honestly, he wasn't really a gangster. And the statement that T.I. made about it, I was actually agreeing with him, because these people, and nowadays, it's so obvious that some people going on this fake outrage when it comes to certain stuff. But if this man was to come back to hip hop and was making music and doing all this and that and the third, some people would have probably stuck with him, be like, nah, he's still a snitch. But at the end of the day, they still would listen to his music, they still would root for this man, and that's because they allowed it to happen. They allowed him to come to hip hop and act the way that he did, and then now all of a sudden that he took the plea deal and pretty much looking out for himself and his family, now everybody calling him a snitch. But y'all knew this from day one. Y'all knew that this man was out here trolling. Y'all knew that he wasn't really no thug, as y'all like to say. But it's like y'all trying to forget the fact that this even happened. But you can't. And they got to blame themselves for even allowing it. Because they allowed it for that long until this court case started taking place. They can't be mad at him. He did what he had to do.
Joe actually sat down with him. I
Said exactly what I was going to say. I get the whole street code thing. I get it. You know, it's been going on for years. We know that. But yeah, I don't feel like
you really wasn't about
I agree with that.
The people knew that thing really wasn't about it. But they're trying to put this street thing on him because he was supposed to be a part of the gang, which people knew that he wasn't. So that's what's mind-blowing to me. How can now y'all sitting here trying to say
not even just that. These people are trying to kill him. Like, what did y'all really want him to do? He's going to be facing years. We're talking about if he didn't take a deal, he'll be facing years in prison. Years. So that's why I'm looking like at the same time, these people used him. Like, they used him. They stole money from him. They was doing all type of stuff with his girlfriend. Like, they was using this man. So, it's like, okay, so what else? I mean, what did you expect? Like, I'm not going to sit here and protect people that's using me. If you're trying to use me, you're trying to get over on me, I'm not going to protect you.
Right.
So, I just don't understand why they wanted him to... You know, I mean, I get people don't really like him, too. Like, you got people that like him, and you got people who look at him as this person that can speak and say and do whatever he wants, and there's no repercussions. So they don't like him for that. But isn't that, like, that's kind of like Cardi, because she does the exact same thing.
I prefer him over Trippie Redd anyway. So, Trippie Redd just...
Okay, but hold on. The,
like,
now,
he does. Like, the way he...
In that... that tweet that they released where they was talking about, I guess, what was going on in court, and Cardi's name was brought up. The only thing is, in that tweet, her name was never mentioned, right?
I mean, she was, but not by him. Basically, it was by the whoever was questioning him.
Okay, all right, so her name was brought up at some point. Okay. But I just find it so funny that Atlantic is trying to tell people she's not in a gang, and she even admitted on multiple occasions she was. She even said she was in it since she was 16 years old. So I'm just like, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care
what
your label tells me, because if you told me multiple times you're in a gang, your label can't sit there and be like, oh, no, she's not in a gang, because she said it out of her own mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing they can do. She
I feel like, they're definitely trying to use him.
She's going to fucking jail, okay? That's it. It's off. If she get off, it's a problem. If she gets off on what this woman has been doing, you know, with beating them, getting them girls beat up and things of that nature, if she gets off, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. Because you sat there and you claim a certain set. But what you did lie about was who brought you in this set. You did lie about that, though. You did try to say that, your friend Star Brim did, but then had the nerve. I guess it was some guy who they were saying is actually the baby father versus Offset. And whoever his name is, that's supposed to be the nigga that brought her in. And this came out of her mouth that, while y'all over here doing this, he the one who brought me in. Then, remember, she got into it where, I guess, Star Brim, gaff ran or whatever. And he basically was saying, like, you ain't Brown.
Yeah.
How the fuck you get in? Who brought you in? You ain't Brown. So my thing is with her is, I don't think she's actually won.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, like, meaning, like, I don't think she got jumped in for it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she got jumped in for it. Now, I think if she is one, she probably got, fucked her way in. And that was that. But honestly, I don't think, like, she, you know, got jumped in to be in the game. So with Atlantic basically saying, oh, you know what I'm saying, she ain't in the game, now we got to think, because it's like, Cardi, you said that you are in the game more than one occasion, but with the people who you said that you've been brought in by, you said two different people. But you can't be brought in by two people. You know what I'm saying? It has to be one person who brought you in. So you mean to tell me that these men, if a man brought you in, you mean to tell me a man beat your ass? You know what I'm saying? Versus a female beat you in, and now them bitches got to jump you in. So which one is it? If this man brought you in, you fucked your way in. But if your friend did, maybe you did get beat up. But at the same time, you could have still fucked your way in, too. So that's my thing when it comes down to Atlantic basically saying that she's not. You get me? Because it's like, she has said it in her mouth multiple times that she is in the game. But at the same time, she said it two different occasions where it's somebody else brought her in.
Okay, so you're basically saying, like, they may not really be lying.
Which one is it? Which one is it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can agree to that. I can see that, because she could be false claiming.
Exactly. I feel like she could be false claiming because she got connections, because she got ties. She could claim this, that, you know what I'm saying, in a way, which everybody probably cool with her. So they're like, okay, cool. So I can believe the story she was saying at first, when she was basically like, you know, back in the day, she was hanging around them, and they like, damn, you know, you down, you about it. You might as well, you know, join Walk the Bam. I can see that, you know what I'm saying? Because, bitch, first of all, you was getting beat up all the time. So they didn't care the fact that you was just getting beat up. You was just about the shit. So that's all they cared about. You was about the shit. So with that being said, I do believe that they probably was like, yo, Walk the Bam. You know what I'm saying? That's that. But I don't think she got jumped in. I don't think she's an actual gamer. I just think she used to hang around them. I don't think they jumped her in. Because I seen that shit myself. That shit is brutal. You ain't...
Yeah.
Cardi ain't get jumped in no shit. She did not. She did not get jumped in.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say.
And the way that how Star Brim talked, the way that she talks or whatever, you can kind of tell, like, you know, these are two different
just
niches,
like she said,
but y'all are part of the same set. How?
She said she's like the next one under me. And I was like, what? Under you? What you mean? So basically, she under you, so you probably got jumped in or whatever the case was, but just because y'all cool, y'all been cool for like 4 or 5 years or whatever, it's like, all right, ain't nobody gonna touch her. She with me. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. But you know what? She also, she owes Star Brim. She owes her, because you got to remember, Star spent years in jail for a crime she committed.
That Cardi committed?
Yeah. They was talking about it. They said that
Cardi was actually a part of that crime, but Star took the rap for her and Star as well. So she took the rap for Cardi and herself on that crime. And she spent years in jail for it.
So that's how. But that's how right now, had the reason how this woman can sit here and have her podcast and her podcast, and she have all the shit for that podcast in a way, and have the connections that she has, is because of Cardi. That's it. I'm going to get you something. I'm going to put you on a little bit, but I can't do much, but I can do this for you.
Yes, you really can.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't do much, but I can do something. I can do a little something, you know what I'm saying? Get you on podcast, you know, so you can make some type of money. She on YouTube, so, you know, they got to deal with motherfucking YouTube. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's little shit that she can do, but at the end of the day, that's it.
Buckle your seatbelt holes, not y'all, but, you know, it's just a general statement. the Forbes list. Please tell me how y'all felt about that.
Okay, so let me just say this. The fact that Cardi came out and she wasn't the only one. I think Meek Mill, too, he was saying something. about the Forbes list being wrong and they didn't have the right numbers.
Yeah, it was him. It was that fuck crusty lip ass dude. I can't say him.
You say crusty lip?
Yes. He's so dark and his lips are so big that they look like they're white.
But yeah, they were saying the numbers wasn't right. It's funny though; those two are the only two that want to complain about something.
Of course.
I think the real reason I felt like if Nikki was under Cardi on that Forbes list, she wouldn't complain about it. She wouldn't care. But when she saw her ahead, you know, she's like, "Oh, the numbers are wrong." That's how it. That's how it comes off. Because what you mean the numbers are wrong? So they're right about everybody else, but they're wrong about you.
You was a Meek Mill. Nah, nigga, you got on that tour and had all them people with you on tour that you had to give them money to, stupid.
Exactly.
Cardi, you basically ain't making nothing. If at the end of the day, it's like if Nicki is above you, okay, she's above you. Y'all do know that she has more than just music. Cardi had more than just music too. Meek Mill, more than just music.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like they, especially her, she feels kind of offended because she was actually working. She was actually putting in a lot of work and stuff, and then she came under Cardi.
She's been putting in work well.
During that time, okay, hold on. Let me check. She was doing something. She was touring on festivals, even though we know she can't headline her own tour because you already know the situation. But she was going on festivals and she was dropping music and stuff like that. What I'm saying, I felt like she felt offended because Nicki really wasn't doing a lot. Like, she did some stuff, but she wasn't doing a lot and managed to get above her. Like, if you look at it from that perspective, it's just like, look, I've been working. I'm doing something.
Yeah, you know why you worked your ass off? You want to know why you worked your ass off? The stuff that you were doing, it wasn't just by yourself.
Right, because even with the festivals that she was going on, there was other artists too. So how do you know these people didn't come to see them? You know, like, it's just, to me, I find this funny. And I've noticed that I get into this argument with people when I say that, how you drop an album, your first album, debut album, that was so-called so successful, and then when it comes time to doing a tour, you can't do a tour. You're doing festivals with other artists, but you can't headline a tour.
Let people tell it, she does not have to. It is not mandatory for you to go ahead and do a tour. But my thing is, since your thing was so successful, how did the other female rappers that aren't as successful as you are able to do their own little tours?
And even Megan, she was actually able to go outside the U.S. and do a tour outside the U.S. So I'm looking at, like,
I feel like people think. I don't know why they... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just look at it like it seems weird that she can't. I just feel like she really can't, because even with some of the stadiums that she was going on, which were, again, festivals, but her name was actually the most noticeable name on it, it didn't sell out. Like, even one she had recently, it didn't sell out.
Like, I was looking at some ticket sales. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, and then I'm just looking at it like, you know, at this point, most, had it been Nicki, it would have been sold out. Especially during her prime. Especially during her prime, it would have been sold out. So I just feel like, you know, with Atlantic being investigated, well, not really just Atlantic in general, but like music in general, the music game is being investigated for using payola. I just kind of feel like during that time, as that came out, you noticed that when she started dropping songs and some other artists that were accused of doing payola, while their label doing it for them, dropping songs, their song's not as high as it used to be.
Yep.
So it's just that at the end of the day, people have to understand the reason why Nicki will be higher and don't have to put in a quarter of the work is because at the end of the day, she owns all the rights to her music. If she goes on tour, she owns those rights. She sells her merchandise, it goes to her. She owns the rights to all, she owns all her 360 rights. So that is why she can make so much off of it, you know, a tour, and she will keep all of it, or keep majority of it, because she owns it.
Yeah, she technically did three. Technically, it was two tours. Technically, it was the FOMO tour she had did. Mm-hmm. She headlined that, and then she went on her own Queen tour. So it was like you did two things out of all your shows. Well, two or three was canceled versus Cardi canceling her shit. she canceled a lot. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why you didn't make as much, because you kept canceling shit.
Yeah. Even Drake, when them ticket sales didn't look the way they should, he canceled a couple shows too.
Exactly. And had to reschedule. But people don't like to talk about Drake. They don't like to talk about Cardi and their sales. It is only Nicki Minaj and how he's probably falling off.
Because I remember he had two shows that he didn't sell out. There was a lot of seats available, and then it got canceled, and then they came up with some stupid story, I guess. He was going to be late, and he couldn't make it on time, and then they had to, you know, I guess cancel it and keep the tour moving. But my thing is that it's so funny when it comes to a lot of these other artists who can't sell out. No one talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
If they come up with a stupid story that makes no sense, like, okay, you know, it makes no sense, y'all accept it. She actually had people, even from the platforms, that vouched for her, saying that they couldn't, you know, due to the weather, they couldn't do it. And then also power outages, like her stuff was taking a lot of power that they could not supply. And then Beyonce, she couldn't do it.
Beyonce did that. I don't know. This is excuses. Shut up.
Beyonce and Nicki are two different people.
Beyonce was there, though. Do you know how long ago Beyonce was there?
Mm-hmm.
Versus Nicki being there now, and them just and him having issues, like stop, people just blows me. They love to bring up that Beyonce shit too.
Oh yeah,
you know they sit there trying to say, oh yeah, Cardi is up there with Beyonce.
Negative.
Beyonce ain't doing as much as she was doing, you know, years ago. So at the end of the day, it is negative because they try to really put Cardi up to the point where it's like she's just this greatest, you know. Like performer and stuff, and I'm just surprised that a lot of these artists aren't. You know, some of them are speaking out. I love that Russ did. That's my guy. That he's speaking out about certain things. You know, but I'm just surprised a lot of artists aren't actually speaking out and speaking up. You know, about what's been happening, what's going on. Like it's messing up their sales too. It's messing up their stuff too.
That's true.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of pop. Like, pop ain't really popping like it used to be. There's not a lot of artists that, like that that can actually, you know, have that stardom, even with rappers. There's not rappers. Like, nobody can really get up there anymore. It's the same people who's been here 10-plus years that, you know, that's named that's still at the top because right. These other people can't get up there unless they cheat, unless they're being, you know, forced or pushed. They're trying to push Normani. Don't get me wrong, she's an excellent performer. It's just vocal-wise, I don't know where she's going.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're trying to get her into pop, which, don't get me wrong, cool, but I don't know. I don't...
I feel like she was already in pop with Fifth Harmony, and I feel like if she take the R&B side of things, maybe she would, you know, everybody could figure out what her direction, because I had the same thing, but... Of course, her stance came at me, and I wasn't backing down off of what I said. I meant what I said.
I'm just being real because this woman can dance. Normani can dance her ass off.
She can. Like,
she can dance, but when it comes down to singing,
she kind of gives me that Tinashe effect, like you don't know where she's going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Do you need to do a minute of nitty and have somebody else sing your stuff for you? You lip sync it? Because what's happening?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's why I just feel like now in now age, a lot of these artists, they can't get to that starting position. Like, she's having a good start for her, you know, basically coming out and, you know, and trying to do what she's doing. She's getting recognition from, you know, Nicki, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, but now you have to get to a level where now can you maintain that? You know what I'm saying? And right now, vocally, no. She's going to have some dope-ass videos of her dancing all the time. That's good, but I can't play your music unless I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, she got to find the audience that she's trying to aim to, because I feel the same way. She's all over the place. You don't know which direction she's trying to go. You know, as far as her music, you don't know what she's trying to actually do. You guess she's a great performer, like she's a great visual performer. But as far as lyrics and her vocal range and what she's like trying to present,
the pop ain't working for me with her. I don't know. I did like the R&B, couple of R&B songs that she had. I did like those. So my thing is, like, her singing wise, she's not a powerhouse.
Exactly.
In a minute, she low key she gonna remind me of Kelly Rowland if she keep going the route that she's going.
Yeah.
It's gonna be she gonna randomly have her little bops, but that's about it. If she can't, you know, she needs to get vocal lessons. If anything, then she needs to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Or find a style, you know, or find a certain style for her, because that's how Rihanna can't sing, but she found the style that fit her.
Right.
That image fit her good. That good girl gone bad thing, when she went bad, that fit her. Like I said, she can't sing, but she definitely, you know, can put on a show for you right there, and then it fit her. The attitude fit.
Yeah, so it's that's
like,
true.
I don't know, because that... I liked the video that she recently did, but it was just a little, I was just like, okay, I don't know. I don't know what I thought about it, honestly. Like, the girl snapped, but it was like, the concept as a whole, it was like, all right, what are we trying to do here? What's happening?
I think it was like, she was like trying to pay homage in areas where I guess she felt like people would gravitate to it more. Because
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the homage thing.
It's annoying.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Because even with people doing these samples on these old songs, it's like they know that people is going to gravitate to it because of the sample, so they don't have to put in as much work to be accepted. And
actually, it should be the opposite. When you're sampling someone else's work for someone to come in, you should then try to deliver better. Yeah, you should
try
to.
That's the problem. We don't know who a lot of these artists are because of the simple fact all they do is sample shit. We don't know who they are. I don't know who you are as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all don't want to sit here and sample and pay homage to these people. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
We don't know who you are. Like, I don't know. I do not know. I don't know.
That's true.
Especially with these women. They try to pay homage so much where it's like they're losing sight on their artistry, on who they are. You have to let the people know who you are in order for you to get further than what you're doing.
True, yeah.
It don't matter if you say, oh, yeah, she wore this, she wore that. Okay, cool. Now rock it the way that you want to rock it. What's the problem?
Right.
But it's just the women. I don't understand. The men don't have problems with it. It's the women.
Yeah. I kind of felt like with the whole Kim situation, I felt like that kind of made people feel like they had to pay homage to everybody. And you really don't, because you don't see Jay-Z out there asking people to pay homage to him. You don't see Eminem or anybody else out there saying, oh, make sure you pay homage to me. No, if they do it, they do it and they respect it. If they don't, they don't. They keep it moving. So I just don't know why. And when it comes to the women, it's like you feel like you have to, you know, like, okay, this person's above you. You have to get their validation. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get it. But just to backtrack a little bit on this Forbes list thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the main two that complained, from my understanding, when it comes to the Forbes list, it goes based off of like your assets and liabilities and different things like that. Mm-hmm. And you have, like, of course, they're going to go by your, they're going to estimate your net worth. I want to say either before or maybe after, like, you know, taxes done hit it. But at the same time, they're going to calculate your net worth based off of endorsements that you got along with, you know, your personal investments and so forth. Now, first of all, when I looked at the list, some of the people that was in the positions that they were in, I was like, okay, you know, maybe that's true. But the main two that got upset, I'm looking at them like, first of all, why y'all mad? Nigga, I should be mad because I don't have the money that y'all got. But y'all up here pissed because of a placement and y'all feel as though Forbes is like lying on y'all wallet. But
they should be lucky they even got that much.
Exactly.
No, they mad.
But the thing is, when Cardi dropped her album, this girl dropped her album, She got her little sales or whatever. But other than her Tom Ford lipstick, her little Fashion Nova, and the little Reebok endorsement.
And the Pepsi commercial.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But even with all of that, she wasn't really promoting the Tom Ford thing. That was just like a one-time post-up. You don't hear nobody talking about that lipstick.
Right.
She posts the Fashion Nova line. She might have posted maybe a couple of ideas in like three times that she was sold out, but you don't hear nothing else about that.
Mm-hmm.
Reebok, you know, she, what's the word, posed in it from time to time. But the time frames that she got into these endorsements, to me, I thought it didn't even match the time frame that Forbes get their money thing.
That's what I was thinking, too. I'm not sure if the Pepsi commercial was during that time. I can't remember. It probably was. But, like, other than that...
It was during the Super Bowl, and that was, like, around February. But at the end of the day, it's like... The funny part to me with Cardi was the fact that they tried to match Nicki's come up with the same thing that Cardi did out of spite.
Oh, yeah.
And in her mindset... She was like in hopes she would be higher on the Forbes list, but it doesn't work like music. And Meek Mill being mad at the fact that, oh, they lying on my wallet. But what endorsement have you been in? Because your album dropped like the last part of 2018. We ain't see you out here posting nothing about no endorsements you've been in or anything
Meek
that you
went on two. He went on two concerts. He had two concerts, if y'all fucking think about it.
I wasn't even watching, you know, his moves, so I don't even
I didn't
know
even know he had any concerts
did
at all.
He just have one. Then he had one when he first came out, because I remember because he came to Chicago. I'm not exactly sure who he had with him, but I remember he came here. And then I remember, then he just do more with Future.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it just him, Future, and he had Megan?
I don't know.
I think he did. I think he just did two of them. I swear, I think that man had two little tours. Unless it was just one and he, like, stopped for a while and then, you know, went and did whatever. But I could have sworn he had two tours that he did.
Yeah.
Well, them niggas ain't out here doing...
All I'm going to say is this, if they felt... to be higher. Yeah. If they felt that it was wrong, go ahead and show us proof. Show us, you know, show us something. During that time frame of when they're checking, you know, how much you're worth and how much you made, show us then why you believe that they're wrong. If you can't, I don't want to hear nothing from you. Because at the end of the day, I'm just going to say
he
this.
He came out with his documentary, too. So you think y'all think he counted his documentary, too?
I don't know.
Nah, that was on Netflix? I think he was a little late probably with that.
Yeah, I think he was late.
But he didn't do it like, did he put it on like a... Netflix or something like that, or Stars or something.
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
It is. Oh dang, I didn't even know.
I think so.
Oh well, he might have been late with it, but
I'm thinking he was late. So that's why.
I don't know, y'all.
That's why they didn't.
Because I did see something. I don't know exactly.
That's why I think that they didn't count it. I'm thinking they didn't count it because it was late. But
whatever, Meek ass. He's a fucking crybaby. You can tell he one of them niggas that like to try to, you know, floss what he got, but then some shit come up short, he got some shit to say. Like, he looked like he got a smart ass mouth.
He does.
Like I said, I mean, I listen to some of his music. He's not a terrible rapper. He's a decent rapper, but at the same time, it's just like, he has this kind of, this vibe, and like the way he has his personality and everything, it just doesn't come off right with me. That's why, as a person, I can't really get into him, because I see things about him and I feel things about him. And even that situation with the homeless dude, and he's paying him $20, making him do like 20 push-ups for $20 or how much ever it was. I was just like, was that really called for? That's a homeless guy. Like, come on. You a celebrity. Yeah. You got all this money.
He's very
You're not required to give a homeless person money, but like, if you're really trying to do something from the bottom of your heart, you don't make him do 20 push-ups for it.
And people think that shit funny. People think that shit, oh, look at him, he helping us. Like, nah, y'all do this shit for the motherfucking gram. So yeah. I can see, you know, within him and Nikki's relationship that they fucking bumped heads a lot. You can tell that she a female that's like, nah, fuck that shit. I don't like that. She seemed like a female that's going, you know, say some shit to, just to get under your skin. And he looked like he do the same shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm talking about the academic shit. He's talking about, so you want to know why? You want to know why Drake, Meek Mill went at Drake? But Nicki Minaj, she was in the store, and he asked her, like, yo, can you pay for this? I only got this much in cash. Can you use your card? And she said Drake wouldn't do that. So he caused that nigga to go on Twitter and tweet that he ain't write his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Bill ain't saying nothing about academic science and stuff, because that's his personal shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This on personal. So if you got an inside person that told you, I wonder if me told your ass that.
Yeah. But like I said, y'all lucky to even be making that much, especially with the deal y'all signed. I'm surprised you even had that much. Because exactly. if you sign a 360 deal, and you're looking at you, let's say you're commissioning around anywhere from 20 to 30%. You know, when you look into that, it's just like, you should be lucky you even made it that high on the Forbes list in the first place. And even during their debut, Nikki made the Forbes list within her first year. I think with her, it's like borderline almost three years into her career when she made it onto the list.
It is.
So, like, it's just not the same. That's not really...
It's not her debut. She's been out for 3 years.
Right.
She's been out when Bodak Yellow came out in 2017. Nikki, the year Nikki came out, she had 7 songs on Billboard already off back.
Right. Right. So, like, them trying to compare their come up and stuff, it just annoys me. I don't get it.
There ain't nothing to compare. It really isn't. Nikki came up on some, you know, it was some fairy tale shit for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was legit some, when she did that Moment for Life,
mm-hmm.
and it was all fairy tale. So they tried to use that for Cardi. Oh, this is a fairy tale, you know, from rag to riches type thing. Oh, a fairy tale type shit. No, ain't no rag to riches. Y'all know what y'all doing. That woman did what she was doing just to do what she was wanted to do.
Right.
You got a bitch that was out of the strip. Decided to do whatever she wanted to do because she didn't want to get a fucking job. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Her life was just so, she made it now. She made it now. Only how she made it was she wasn't going to make it. Cardi was not going to make it no motherfucking where, to be honest with you. She wasn't going to make it into this rap game at all. But it had to take these people to actually sit there and, you know, and buy you and to give you money up front and to ask you to beef with this person in order for you to make it.
Right.
Yep.
And this is what they gave you that career. They gonna take that shit right off of her. All that shit finna come from under her belt very soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm just gonna be sitting here looking on my Twitter like, well, look at that.
I told them from day one, even Rich can attest to it, this girl is self-destructing right in front of our face. And some people don't even see it, mainly her fans and the ones that's fake supporting her, because they want to make her seem like she's out here ripping mics. Even got her on track saying when she lay a verse, sis, when you go try to lay a verse, you recite the verse. Don't get crazy. She's getting a little bit too hype.
You're like, her come up.
They're trying to normalize it. They're trying to normalize that, and that's the problem with hip hop now.
And that's also.
It is so fucking crazy. It is just crazy because you would think that the men with the hip hop, you know, won't like that. You know, you would think that they would speak on that for the simple fact, like, yo, this ain't hip hop. This ain't what hip hop was. Mm-hmm. But y'all are okay because now these men can capitalize off these women.
Exactly.
Now these men can sit here and, I'm going to sit here and bring this lady in, and with you bringing them in, you're going to be making money off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what Offset is doing. Offset is low-key making money. I feel like Offset is getting some money off Cardi, to be honest.
He must. Yeah. I was reading something when it said, like, he either, like, partly owned or owned an image, like, her image. I have to look if I can find it, because I remember reading it. I was just like, I think I shared this with y'all a while ago. Like when it popped up, well, I was saw. Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can find it because they were saying like he had some ownership, had some ownership with her brand and her name, and I'm just like, okay, you know what? If that is true, that makes a lot of sense why he's with her now. Like it just like it really does put everything into perspective.
And if you think about it, they took us in all the shit, how Nikki looked and what Nikki did, and they put it towards her.
Yeah.
People don't realize then, this woman looking like a fucking Barbie. When she got put on, when she actually got on, Cardi started dressing like a fucking Barbie.
And they don't want to admit to that.
You was wearing black. You was wearing dark color. You was wearing red. You was supposed to be this hood bitch. So you went from being this hood bitch to all of a sudden now you're about the fucking Barbie. That's why Nikki keeps saying, you know, be saying like, bitch, colorful weave when your makeup is beat, and that's how you act just like a Barbie.
Yeah, because y'all, you know what? They don't
write over there write shit about me, but you dressing just like me though.
Yeah.
But people, oh, Nikki, I always do. But that's what's happening. You changed your whole fucking image to what I do.
Yeah, they don't want to admit that. Like if you pay attention even to Remy, Remy was this crazy looking, I don't know what to call it. She was something back then, but like she was not
another hood bitch, another hood right. bitch that tried to look cute. That's it.
And then now she got all the makeup. She got like all these colorful clothes.
She's a grown woman though. She's a grown woman. Mm-hmm. Grown women don't call themselves Barbie. She's a grown woman though. But you weren't doing this. You were a part of the female hip hop generation where they felt like just rapping hard was it. You tried to have your own style. You tried to be a little cute with your Timberlands and stuff on, and it wasn't working. So then y'all had a bitch come in that actually fit the part. This is why people are mad at Nikki, because she fits that part. She fits that. Mm-hmm. That look, she fits it. Mm-hmm. Y'all finally found the bitch that's an actual, look like an actual female that's very pretty and that can wrap her ass off and fit that image of her, you know, actually dressing like a woman.
Yeah.
Y'all are mad at that. They couldn't find nobody else to fit that.
Yeah, we're about to hit 30 minutes, but...
And stole that image. Nikki came in and took all that shit, and that's why they all mad. But now all y'all are dressing just how I dress. Now all y'all are dressing up, but female rappers at a point in time wasn't like that whatsoever until that woman came in.
That's very true.
Y'all, they was dressing sexy, don't get me wrong. You know, blue jean pants, little tops or whatever, but y'all wasn't dressing the way that y'all are dressing now.
Yeah. They don't want to give her that credit, though. That's the issue. It's pay attention to her coming up, her whole image coming up. She came up sounding like a little girl, sounded like a girl, looking like a woman. Yeah, like she came up with, even she didn't have to deepen her voice. She didn't have to do all that. She sounded the way she wanted to sound, because she even said back then, she said they wanted her to have a deeper voice. I think during her mixtape days, and she was saying no. She said, like, this is the way I wanted to sound. They kept on trying to push her to have it, like, deepen her voice when she rapped.
And she sounds like him now, yep.
Right. And she was just saying no. She wanted to sound this way, and look how far that's taken her. Look how far she's came with being exactly what she wanted to be. And that's the issue with these people. They don't like that she just did not have to follow a certain code to get where she is. She just did what she wanted, and it just happened to work out.
Yep.
Fat Joe,
okay.
This nigga says, Latinos may even identify themselves with African and black culture more than black people. Tell me y'all views.
Mm.
How, Fat Joe? How? What do y'all do for you to feel that you guys identify yourselves more, you know, than black people do? Let me stop. I'm finna say, because y'all don't even cook like us. You know what I'm saying? You don't even cook like us. You don't even talk like black people. Like, I don't understand. Now, you might have some in your blood. Nobody's denying that. Everybody got a bit of motherfucking African in their blood. Everybody. Yeah. So I just feel like, you know, I feel like, yes, we all are minorities. Okay, great. Hi, neighbor. Hi. But... I just personally feel like that it's for him to say that. It's like, I don't understand. I don't understand where you get that. I feel like, you know, you might have some type of struggles, or you had some type of the same struggle. But other than that, what? You classify yourself as a Latina. You don't classify yourself as black. Yeah, you roll with the, you know, with them, but you don't classify yourself as that. I have never heard Fat Joe say that he's black.
Exactly.
Never. That's why I don't understand either. That's why I was just like, what do you mean? His delivery is trash. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Cause I know what he was trying to say, but he didn't say it right.
I didn't know what he was trying to say. What came out that man's mouth was that basically he black.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. So it's like in my eyes right now, what you're doing is you're defending what Cardi B said.
Yep.
You're defending what she's saying.
Pretty much.
And my thing is, even with her, you can even look at her parents, and you can tell that those people are not black.
Mm-hmm.
True.
She's Latina. I look at my grandmother. Okay, your grandmama got a little bit of her, too. She might cause the cop the hair a little bit, but you're not black. You grew up in a black neighborhood.
Yep.
You grew up around black people, but how much you want to bet within their household, all you hear is motherfucking Latina music, soccer. That's all you hear.
Yeah.
All you see the motherfucking television shows over there, and they speak it in a different language than English.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing's wrong with it, but I just really hate how they try to classify themselves as black. Just because you grew up within, you know, that culture doesn't mean that that's who you are.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean that you have that. I mean, you could be around and adapt to what's happening, but you can't sit here and bluntly say that you're black. Yeah, we let y'all slide away from, you know, slide was saying nigga. Why we let y'all slide away with that? Because y'all be around us. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of, you know what? I'm sick of Latinas. In that case, Jennifer Lopez black too because of her booty.
I wish she might. If she better not come out her mouth and say she black, because I'm going to be like, nah, Jill, you really
try. I want to know if she's black. I want to know because you did a whole Selena thing and looked just like Selena ass.
Mm-hmm. But Fat Joe,
I'm easy right now, but I don't fuck with that. They need to quit that. They need to stop.
Fat Joe delivery was extremely trash. First of all, for him to say they may identify themselves with African and black culture more than black people, that's a bold-faced lie. Because
that's a shot, to be honest. That is disrespect.
First of all, how could you assume that black people don't identify themselves with the African and black culture? That's an assumption that you made because you feel as though Latinos do it most. But my question to him was, how are you going to say that? But like I've been saying since he made this comment, when you go fill out paperwork at certain places or certain offices or whatever with all these Latinos around this world, do they bubble in African American/black, or do they bubble in other if their ethnicity is not up there? They know they don't bubble in no black or African American. So for him to say that, that was real trash. And I didn't watch the interview to even see what Ebro said, but I'm pretty sure agreed with him. Just like he agreed with everything else that people say, that bull crap that Offset said when he felt like Migos was the ones that, I guess, influenced a lot of rappers, and they felt like they was before all the older rappers who influenced them, and Ebro sat right up there and accepted it, him saying that. So I'm pretty sure he accepted what Fat Joe said. And it's just like, you have no right to say that because you're not black. I mean, you might have it somewhere in your family tree, but like Erica said, we never heard this man admit or say anything about him being black.
He's not. And that's the issue.
It's a problem, like, because now it's going to come out
when you want to say,
identify.
Right. When you want to say that some Latinos can be black, he has a point. Like, you have black people in Brazil and like all these other Cuba and these Latin areas, you do. So to an extent, he is right. You have black people there, but that does not mean that the whole of Latino, like all of y'all are black, because not all of y'all are. You just happen to have Afro Latina people within your community. My issue is mainly is that to say that they identify themselves more as black than black people, that's, to me, it's just like, okay, how is that possible? That is
disrespectful, that's a shot.
That's a convenience to them.
And guess what?
It's called black convenience. That's what it is.
Ain't nobody finna say nothing. I have not yet heard anybody say anything about what this man said. Mm-hmm.
Because hip-hop became way too sensitive. Everything, like, people just accept it because they're afraid to come off a certain way or look a certain kind of way. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me anymore. Like, it wouldn't shock me. At this point, I think Donald Trump could come into hip-hop and say he's black and be like, oh, okay. Everybody's going to accept it.
Niggas will eat it.
We all have some in our blood. Face motherfucking ass. I'm just sick of these people. It's like, go away. Go away. Fat Joe, why are you here? Why are you still within the music industry? Because any shit you putting out popping. I'm sorry. Nothing that you put out, the old girl couldn't save you. She can't even save herself at the moment because payola is going down the toilet because they cracking down on this shit. So what the fuck are y'all here for?
Yeah,
I want them to crack down. I want them to make sure that it doesn't come back. It doesn't become a common practice anymore because I'm tired of this bull crap with all these rappers out here. Half of them don't have no talent. They dominating the billboards because they're being... because their music is being forced to play. They're going around paying people to put these artists in their playlists and then mass send out these playlists to hundreds of thousands of people for them to then share with their followers, for people to stream these songs so that way they can get higher on the billboard. I'm tired of that. That's why I feel like Nicki, when she fought for those rights, she fought is a blessing and a curse at the same time.
No.
Shit, it was a blessing and a curse when she didn't, because they were stealing money from them. They were taking money from artists.
That's why I'm saying it's a blessing and a curse, because at the same time, they was stealing money. They was listening to her music. She was not getting credit for it. So it's just like, you know, it's like, okay, it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation, because then now that she fought for it, look at how they're manipulating the very thing she fought for and trying to use even against her. She's the one who fought for it.
Got a question. Do y'all think that radio within, like, maybe 10 years is still going to be, like, the way that it is as far as, like, the chart-wise? Because we have a lot of, like, what's that called? That series, whatever radio, that radio, that LA radio, like, I feel like that should come into more play than actually, like, radio stations. I feel like radio stations need to get shut the fuck down now.
It's a possible. I mean, you talk about the impact on Billboard, or you just talk about radio?
I mean, both, because I personally feel like it's to the point where you think about it. Look, people have their podcasts now. We have more podcasts now than we do fucking have radio shows.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And to me, I personally feel like we're more in tune if someone goes on someone else's podcast versus listening to them on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we have this stuff accessed, you know, in our phones, like right in our hands. So it's like, will radio still be, you know, chart-wise, will it still run the way that it's running? And then on top of that, will it still be around like that?
I don't think so.
I feel like it's still going. Go ahead, D-Lo.
I don't think that it will be. I don't think that it's going to be much of an impact, because I was just talking to somebody on Twitter recently, probably like yesterday or day before yesterday, when they was like, they don't understand why or where the people at who used to buy music or whatever or go to the store and buy CDs. And that's because the generations that come along, they have a short attention span and everything is accessed on their phone. So if they don't have to get out and go walk and buy a CD from Best Buy or whatever the case is, they're not going to do it. Same with radio. Nobody really listens to the radio right now because everybody got the satellite radio in their car or like Bluetooth or whatever. You know, they listen to different things on their headphones. They can just buy it on the Apple Store or Google Play Store or whatever the case is. They don't have to go out and listen to it on the radio. They choose not to listen to the radio because they feel as though the radio not going to play the song that they want them to hear.
And we even see that firsthand when it came to Nicki. Like, you could request it, and people will request to listen to this, but are they really listening to the radio? So, right. I think, like, with the whole radio thing, I think eventually it's going to, like, get to a point where it's going to go down. But for it to pick up elsewhere where people could be impacted by it, I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be something that they're going to end up creating that's going to cause music to have an impact on billboards. But with radio, I think it's just going to be around because it's radio. I mean, it's been around for years, but the impact it's going to have with certain songs, I don't think it's going to be as strong as it was before.
I agree. It's not. I don't know. I kind of miss the old days when you had to go out there and buy them albums physically, to be honest. I miss that. I'm tired. Like, this whole generation of just everything can be done on your phone, and you just lazy and getting up and you want to do nothing. I don't like that. But as far as radio, it's going to be around no matter what. It's always going to be around, but the impact is just not going to be there. Because, you see, I was looking at this whole thing with Rolling Stones coming out with their chart, their Billboard's chart. And with that, you know, that I guess radio play didn't have impact on it. So you saw like what artists was really charting from what where they should have been without radio play. And I'm not sure if Cardi ever made it on the Rolling Stones chart. If she did, I'm pretty sure it would be like where she should have actually been. Mm-hmm. But yeah, radio is just not going to have the impact it has. It's not. And especially with payola being investigated, it could also crack down the percentage of how much radio play actually plays in on the songs going on the Billboard. So that could also be a change that can happen. Like, they can really look and be like, okay, now we have to crack down and, you know, limit how much of an impact it has on the charts because right. of how people are using it in the way they're using it to get on the charts in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because when I looked at Rolling Stones dropping that, then all of a sudden you got payolas being investigated. I'm kind of looking like, okay, so, you know, all this is just happening within this time. Like, what's really going on?
Yeah, that's true. But
so who knows if Rolling Stones might end up becoming the leading chart. It's a possibility. It can happen in a couple of years.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Maybe, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see once payola done got cracked down all the way on. But
they got to start doing, like, find a better resolution to that. Like, they need to, these labels, they need to ban it. And if people are using it, they need to go to jail. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Like, find something to scare these people, these companies, so that way they know not to use it. Because I am sick of that. Like,
man, we have spent. These niggas ain't care. They've been using it for years.
They have spent years destroying music. If we're being honest, payola destroyed the music industry. Like, it destroyed rap. It destroyed R&B. Payola's destroying a lot of stuff. And if it keeps going this rate, you're not going to have any real music because you're just going to hear stuff that people are paying to be put out there over actual talent that actually deserves to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, peace out.
Peace.
Peace.